Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. A beautiful Saturday here in the DFW Metroplex, yes, where TexasLending.com is going to spend the next chilly morning discussing your mortgage with you. You've woken up this morning, maybe you have a cup of coffee in your hand. Maybe you don't have a cup of coffee in your hand, but you put your alarm on at 8 o'clock every Saturday morning to listen to this show. We're here to bring you joy and happiness, along with me, Kevin Miller, owner and CEO of TexasLending.com, Tress Collins, owner CEO of Her Family.
Yes.
And Bob Bolt, and
good
he's
morning.
The owner CEO of Texas A&M Underoos.
I don't know what that means, Kevin, but anyway, I'm
Underoos
glad to be...
were underwear back in the 1970s that you could have made in the form and fashion of your favorite sports team or sports character or superhero.
Where do I order?
You could have Superman underoos.
Wonder Woman underoos.
Yes.
Yeah. Superheroes were the big thing for
I got to look that up. Yeah.
You don't. You really don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. This is mortgage talk along with some sports talk and other nonsensical things that Tress comes up with. And so that was
You say that like it's a bad thing.
No. She's like, yes. And so we are talking about mortgage rates dropping, which is an amazing thing. They're down about 20 basis points since the beginning of the year. What's 20 basis points in the mortgage world? That's like going from 3.5 to 3.3. A lot of that movement's been this last week. Mm. This coronavirus, which is somehow it's some, you know what it is? It's some collaboration between Mexico and China.
Well, Mexican, that's quite a distance for collaboration.
Well, China's taken this Mexican beer and they've created a virus out of it.
It's Corona without lime.
And so anyway, people are saying that's weighing on the stock markets and such. And so anyway, the bond market's doing quite well. That's helping you in the mortgage world.
Really?
And so we are happy to help you with your home loan in getting that rate lowered and getting your home purchase done. TexasLending.com has lowered its home purchase rates. We've always talked about having some of the lowest refinance rates in Texas. Now, not only that, our purchase rates are fantabulous. And you can call us at TexasLending.com at 972-387-4600. But that's also the text line.
Yes.
The text line, if you send in a text and you send us, here's what I owe on my home, here's my current rate, and here's what my home is worth, let us know what your credit score is.
Oh, hey, quick question.
And we'll be able to tell you what kind of rate you can get and how much money you might be able to save on your current mortgage. Let's say you say, hey, I'm at 4.75%, and my loan amount is 180, and the home's worth 300. We can say, hey, if you owe 180 and you have a loan of 4.75, this is the kind of rate you might be able to get to with your credit score and how much money you might be able to save on your mortgage payment. That's all going to be done with head math. So it's going to be a conservative estimate, But if you send that text in, you also can say this. If you're driving around this morning and you're thinking about buying a home this year, what a great time to do it because rates are low. They're almost 2% lower than they were 2 years ago. And so that brings a lot to more affordability on home. If you have a $480,000 or $360,000 home purchase, mm-hmm. on that home purchase, 2% is $600 a month difference in payment.
That's huge.
That $600 a month in payment can afford you $100,000 more home than you could have bought 2 years ago. That's what 2% does on $360,000. So it's the difference between being able to afford a $240,000 home or a $360,000 home. That's one of the reasons that home values are rising rapidly in Dallas. But here's what you do. Here's how much money I make. Here's my credit score. Here's my down payment ability. And we can tell you what, say, here's what I have $20,000 down payment or $10,000 down. We might be able to tell you with your credit score, your income, and your down payment ability, how much home you might be able to afford this year and what kind of payment that might be.
And you will give a conservative guesstimate as opposed to a liberal guesstimate.
Well, I went to a conservative art school, and so if there is such a thing, so I will give you a conservative estimate. 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600.
They can also call into Texas Lending. We have loan officers standing by that can get your information and give you a real proposal.
A real quote. A real quote, not the made-up radio quote that we're going to give you. But you know what? It's less stress on the radio. It's less stress.
Truth.
So before we get going, Tress, is there anything you want to bring to our attention that we need to talk about today? Any marathons?
Well, I had a 5K last week that I didn't get to run because I wasn't feeling well. I was sick.
That's too bad.
So that made me sad.
Too many pancakes.
No, not a pancake thing. It's a congestion thing. You know, with the wonky weather, you know, oh, hey, today's high is 79.
Tomorrow's
high is 34.
I'm constantly unable to run marathons.
Well, we know.
I have the Bud Light virus, which is just different than the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I do. I get up every morning and I run around the block 4 times.
Yeah, you're running away from your wife?
And then I put the block back under the bed and get back in bed.
Bob, that's the funniest thing you've ever said. I hope you made that up.
I did.
It's like a Kevinism, though. It's kind of scary.
All right. We have some text already coming in, Tress.
We do. Are you ready?
One thing I want to say is what I'm amazed by is the word of mouth that you veterans have out there. We have some of the lowest VA rates you've ever seen, both for refinance and purchase. And our VA business is going through the roof. And this year, you may not know it, but it used to be where VA had loan limits. And once your loan limit hit the VA loan limit, you had to have a down payment on your VA loan. They got rid of the VA loan limits. We won a couple of VA loans this week. One was $600,000 with zero down on a VA loan.
That is so cool.
The other one was an $800,000 VA loan at zero down. And our rates rock. So make sure if you're a veteran, one, you know that you can do it without a loan limit now. You can get zero down and two, and without PMI on it. And that we are going to beat most banks, nearly every bank, and nearly every lender in Dallas-Fort Worth or Texas that I know of on our VA loans. So make sure you call us to get a great quote. We even have a couple of TV commercials that are running now with veterans that said, you know, I don't know, you guys just killed everybody on your rate. So we're out here for you, and we're here to help you. So keep passing the word. Tress.
Are you ready?
I
think you might be.
Depends on the question.
I think these people are looking to buy a home. They have an income between $250,000 and $350,000, credit score of 780 with a down payment between $110,000 and $150,000.
Okay, so we'll slow that down a little bit. Their income is between $250,000 and $350,000.
That's quite a spread.
That's also quite an income.
Yes.
Yes. So they have the two.
Very interesting.
So $20,000. So they make a lot of money, okay?
Yeah.
So if you just take a third of $20,000 a month, that's the conservative side here. They make $250 to $350, so they make over $20,000 a month, right? A third of that, you know, and they can afford a $7,000 payment on a mortgage.
That's a lot of house.
It is. They'll get qualified for a $7,000 payment. They have $100,000 now. I mean, they can buy a home in the millions here. Mm. And so they can get a home in the millions. I don't know if they're looking for an exact amount. Once you start getting too many zeros in my head, then, you know.
Warning.
Yeah. So we started. So you're going to be getting a home. You can get a million, million two, million four, probably, and get a $7,000 payment on this thing with that down payment.
But do you really need a four-bedroom, nine-bathroom
home? The one thing I do have to say, though, is with their down payment, the reason it wouldn't be a million-dollar home is it's harder to find a 10% down payment, for example, on a $1.1 million home. Typically, you're going to put a 20% down payment. If you do put a less of a down payment there, in those situations, if you do put less of a down payment, sometimes the rate's a little bit higher. So that they're going to be able to get a nice home. There's a lot of home here in Dallas-Fort Worth that you can get for $1 million. And
I just did a quick calculation on a $750,000 house with $150,000 down. That's 20%.
Yeah, it's $150,000 down. That's 20% down on $750,000. And a if they got a $750,000 home, which is still a ton of home.
Yeah.
And depending on where you buy, you can get acreage out there. I'm talking a couple acres out in Lucas or something like this. I don't know where they're calling from.
Or Gladewater,
which was in our song. Which we've had that song for 15 years. We've had that song by Brian Burns. And I, for the first time today, I heard Gladewater in the song.
A couple hours east of us, just like Bob said.
Yeah, it's so, a great place.
But, you know, if they did get, let's say they got a $750,000 home, they put $150,000 down. That's 20% down. On a $600,000 home, they're probably going to get a payment somewhere in there, $3,500, something like this. And so they're going to be able to afford that. I'm just throwing that out there. Their taxes are going to be, you know, the one thing you got to be paying attention to, and if you're out there and you're thinking of getting a $750,000 home, the new tax bill that came out from Trumpy and his friends a couple years ago. The new tax bill that came out does have walls somewhere around $750,000. And I think depending on if you start making profit on sales of homes over $750,000, I believe that's the number, you're going to be paying taxes. Usually if you buy a home for $300,000, you sell it for $450,000, you don't pay tax on the gains that you make on that. But depending on your income and depending on the value of the home that you're making, talk to your CPA just so you know what you're getting into. There's also some things in the Obamacare when it comes to how much money you make and the home that you buy and the sale that you make. And so there are taxes that come along with Obamacare on larger homes and the money that you make on them. You need to talk with your CPA so you're aware of it. Just go out, take them out to lunch or dinner or something like this. You buy them, what are steaks now? $7,000 per steak. You go out.
Depends on where you go.
I remember, you know, these steaks are like $70-$75. Buy that $75 might save you some headaches later on down the road where you didn't know you had these tax liabilities. So, but good luck with that. You know, that person's doing quite well with their income. They've saved up a ton of money. Mm-hmm. There's some great opportunities for them. Tress, do you have any more questions right now?
We do. Okay. We have like 2 minutes before break.
We can do that?
Okay. My rental house is worth $180,000. I owe $110,000 on a no-interest loan from my family. Thinking of getting a loan to pull money out to put money down on another rent house. What are your thoughts?
They owe $110,000. Oh, a loan from the family. God, I said, how do you have a no-interest loan? It's from the family.
Right. They have a rental house that's worth $180,000.
They want to get money out and to rent another house. So
it's like a story problem.
Well, here's the thing that you got to remember. When you're trying to get cash out on rental properties, you're probably going to be limited to about 75% of the value of that house.
Which is $135,000 on that.
So they have about $25,000 in equity on a rental property. If you have a rental property and you're trying to get cash out, you're going to be limited to about 75% of the value of the property on those things. So, just know that they are in a situation where there are some situations where you can get more money up, but the rates are much higher. But they can do that, and there would be interest on that. So the one thing that they might want to think about is this. They have a no-interest loan. That's pretty nice. That's if they try to really go get nice. Money out, they're going to pay interest in the whole thing. Yeah. If they only can get $25,000 out of this, I suggest this. Walk into something called a bank.
There you go.
Yeah. Do something called walking and walk into something called a bank. But when you walk into that bank, try to get an unsecured loan and, you know, maybe... And here's the other thing: they want to buy another rental house, so you're going to have some significant down payment on that thing, on that rental house. It sounds like they like this thing. They have a rental with no interest on it. That's so great. They're renting it out and they're making some good money on it. You might want to leave that thing right where it is and just try to go get a. Go get yourself an unsecured loan of some kind from a bank. It might be an option for you. That was about 2 minutes, Tress. It was like 2 minutes. You said like 2 minutes, so I guess that was like 2 minutes.
You're right. You did good, Kevin. You did good.
Bob?
Yes,
are you
sir?
Ready for a break?
I'm ready for a break.
When we come back, the text lines are open at 972-387-4600. That's also the number to TexasLending.com. Rates have fallen again, and... I don't know when they're going to get up. So the rates are ready for you to refinance. We are quoting our 15-year refinance at 2.75% right now. That's with an origination fee. If you don't want an origination, some of you will pay 3%. Some of you will pay more depending on your loan size and your credit score. But you can do a 15-year refinance right now. Many of you, let's say if your loan's over $180,000. You're probably going to be able to get yourself a 3% 15-year refinance if you have a 740 score. You need to call TexasLending.com. Your equity position will determine whether you have PMI in that thing or not. There's other things that will go into this. But they're the lowest that they've been. The rates are the lowest that they've been in 2 years right now. So make sure you call TexasLending.com. We're going to come back and take more of your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, Trust Collins, Bob Bolt, sharing with you the glory of mortgages.
Woo-hoo!
The thing you've always dreamed of. And with rates near their all-time lows again, I think they are at their all-time lows. They're right at their all-time lows. Because
really?
I was looking at 30 years yesterday, and they're under 3.5 for many people, like 3.375 on refis, 3.25 on 30-year refis. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
now,
it's amazing.
Course, it will depend on your APR. Will depend on your loan size, your credit score, your equity position, your, you know, a lot of different things that go into that. Your closing costs you decide to pay or not pay. You don't know it, but you, the consumer, have choices. You have choices on whether you want to pay closing costs, how much you want to pay. It's up to you, really. Mortgage companies typically just quote a number for you. And we're one of those mortgage companies. We quote you our closing cost. If you say, I want to have less cost, you'll have higher rates. If you want to pay discount points, you can get lower rates. But it's all up to you, the consumer. And that's what we're here for, is to educate you. Some of you who listen to these shows for years, we've been doing shows since 2001, 19 years of radio shows, TexasLending.com. And a lot of people who've listened to us over the years, they know more about the industry than a lot of loan officers do or just getting started in the industry.
Right.
So you can get educated with this show, and you can text us for your questions at 972-387-4600. Text us how much money you make. Text us what kind of down payment you have. Text us your credit score. We'll be able to let you know what kind of house you'll be able to afford. If you want to refinance, let us know your current rate, your current loan amount, the value of your home, and your credit score. We'll be able to tell you what kind of rate you might be able to get and how much money you might be able to save every month by lowering your rate. Remember this. Well, first of all, I want to say this. 5 years ago, the average loan size for a home purchase loan in Dallas-Fort Worth was $175,000. Our average home purchase loan that we're locked this month so far is $260,000 in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yep.
So with the average loan of a home purchase being $260,000 and our average loan size in general for refinances, home equities, and purchases is $240,000 now, that means we're going to start quoting off of that. What I mean? If you have a $200,000 loan and you drop your rate just 1%, that is $200 in interest every month that you can save. So $200 in interest every month off a $240,000 loan. If you go from 4.5 to 3.5, if you go from 4.75 down to 2.75, you might save $400 a month of interest, you might be able to apply it towards the principal of your mortgage, paying it off faster, freeing you up from that 30-year necklace that you're wearing, which is called a mortgage. Hey, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
You have questions coming in from friends.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, actually, my friend hasn't texted in yet.
Oh, your friend was going to text us? Your one friend? Is that what you're saying?
I have a friend.
That's good, Tress. That's great. One of the things I also wanted to mention is a lot of people say, well, I don't want you to pull my credit. I'm afraid it'll drop my rate. Well, one of the things we can offer you is an initial soft pull on your credit. It doesn't harm your credit. In fact, it doesn't even register as an inquiry, but gives us three bureau scores to go by to see where you stand, be able to give you options, because that's what we're in the business for, is giving you options and let you decide.
What is a soft pull? If you're sitting at home, you ever get that thing in the mail that says you're pre-approved? Well, you never had someone pull your credit. You never inquired. But you know what? They looked at everyone's credit score who was above 740, and they sent you a pre-approval letter in the mail. Well, we can do soft pulls at TexasLending.com that don't affect your credit score. We'll just look at your credit score. We won't know all your credit situation, but based on your scores, we'll be able to get you some kind of a ballpark quote. And the other thing I got to let everyone know, because I always forget to say it, is this. It's free to apply for a loan.
That's right.
With TexasLending.com.
And there's no obligation.
Not only that, it's when you apply for free, there's no cost up front to run your credit. There's no cost for a soft pull. There's no cost for us to send you a quote. So you have a quote. It'll show you the difference between what you're paying now and what you can pay. And if you ever decide, you know what, I do want to do this, then we'll get a full application signed. And only after you've signed an application and we have all your disclosures and you have everything there, then you'll pay for an appraisal. And that's what you'll pay out of pocket before you get into a home. So you'll pay an appraisal fee. Mm-hmm. We're not going to collect anything from you until you close on a purchase or you get that refinance done. We will collect for the appraisal. We got to pay those appraisers. They're out there driving around, and gas is expensive. Okay, Tress.
All right, y'all ready?
You bet.
Okay, this is kind of a lengthy one. I bought a fixer-upper, first-time home buyer that I've put $100,000 into. I'm currently pretty cash poor, so I'm debating flipping it, as I think I'd make over $100,000. If I bought it for $225,000, put in $100,000, and can sell it for $450,000, would that be better than keeping it and trying to leverage the bank to help me with a down payment for another house? I like this house and think I'll make money, but wondering what makes the most sense. I bought the house 6 months ago. I make $200,000 a year. I'd like to be able to buy something around $450,000 if I sell this house. Do you think that would be possible?
Okay. Leveraging the bank. You're actually leveraging the house. But they bought the house 6 months ago. Okay, so one of the things is trying to get cash out is going to be quite a trick. They're going to have some difficulty getting cash out if they just put the money into the home 6 months ago. Think 12 months, okay? 12 months after you bought it, you might be able to leverage the money on that home. Now, if you could turn around and sell it right now, that'd be fantastic. There will be question marks. There will be some question marks by institutional investors who wonder why the home was bought for $225,000 but is being sold for $450,000 just 6 months later. There are some people who in and out of their dementia will still remember the 1980s savings and loan scandal where homes were flipped and land was flipped every 2 weeks and, you know, for 10 times the amount. Later, it was 10 times the amount it was sold for just the year before. So what I'm saying is if you bought a home for $225,000 and then you are going to sell it for $450,000, one, document the work that was put into the home with receipts of the money that you spent on it. Now, I don't know if you had a builder do this or a contractor, or if you had the contractor put a lien on the property or something like this. Or if you did it, they said they're cash poor. The good thing is that they're pretty. It does say that they are pretty cash poor.
Yeah.
And so the $100,000 that they used to put into this home, hopefully they didn't use cash. They used credit cards and they had invoices so they could show we put this what, we bought this wood, we did this. So they can document that the work was put in. An appraiser will come out and appraise it. They would come out and say, based on the name, hopefully you didn't overbuild for the neighborhood or add on additions that the other houses in the neighborhood don't have. It was a fixer-upper, So it was probably in a neighborhood where there were homes that were in better condition, and they put this in better condition. However, if they want to sell it, they're going to have an easier time selling it, I think, than getting cash out right now. They'll have to wait another 6 months to get cash out.
There you go.
They'll have to wait another 6 months to get six months to get cash out. So that's just something that that they're going to have to. And now it could be 6, it could be 7 months, but yeah, 12 months after that purchase.
So after the next 6 months, do you think that they should still, you know, I mean, you can't really consider it flipping the house if you wait a year, or?
No, they can sell it now and hopefully sell it for what they want to sell it for. But if you're trying to get cash out of a home, you buy a home for $200,000 and then you're trying to get cash out next week, sometimes that's a problem.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Are you ready for one more before the break? All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
First-time home buyer. Me and my wife make a combined $80,000 a year with both credit scores around 700. We have about $5,000 in savings, but with my job, I am able to use my 401k to take out about $20,000 out for cost of buying a home. Would you recommend that, and what can we afford?
They make a combined $80K, so that's $6,700 a month. And so a third of that is going to be $3,200 a month, something like that. So, and credit score is around 700, 5K in savings. Okay, got it. So they say they have a 401k. Now listen, a lot of people out there, they say they have $5,000 down payment. This is the thing that we got to think about. They have $5,000 for a down payment. Mm-hmm. For FHA, you're thinking 3.5% down. That's an FHA minimum out of pocket by HUD, right? The conventional minimum out of pocket for first time home buyers is 3% down. Okay, so $5,000 might buy you $120,000 to $130,000 house, right? They have money in their 401k. Money may be borrowed from 401ks for down payments on homes. So they can do that. So listen carefully on that, because a lot of people, if I said, hey, you're going to be good with that $20,000 down to go out and buy yourself a home. Well, the thing is, it takes time to get money out of your 401k. And people will go put a contract on a home thinking they're going to get their down payment, and then it takes some time to get the money out of the 401k. Sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's slower. It depends on the 401k process and who you're working for and the quality of the 401k people. So make sure that you know if you're going to get that 401k and you have your house, make sure you start that process pretty quickly. I can tell everyone that's listening, the two biggest problems that I see on home purchases is the in the mortgage world is the loan officers tend to not read the purchase contract as thoroughly as they need to make sure who's paying for the title insurance and who's paying for the survey and
right.
And how much time of the option period is. And so that causes some consternation sometimes. The other thing that people do is they don't have their down payment funds already sourced and seasoned. Sourced, where is it coming from, and is it already in your bank account? And can we document where it came from? And that causes delays. Those are the things. And if you have a new purchase, the other thing that happens sometimes if you're building a home is you don't quite get all the city hasn't quite given you the authority to move into the home yet, and those things, you got to get that paperwork done. The main two things though are sourcing and seizing your down payment and make sure the contract is fully understood. Those cause the most upsetness of most people on home purchases these days. This person, and what can we afford? You can probably afford with $2,200. You can be able to buy yourself get a $300,000 loan. You'll be able to get yourself a $300,000 loan with the payment that I said you might be able to afford. On a $300,000 loan with your down payment, you should qualify for both FHA and conventional with your credit scores where they are.
Real quick, also, you might consult your financial advisor on that 401k withdrawal. There's some maximums that you can get, and also you've got the lost investment opportunity, pulling money out, and there may be some tax ramifications.
However, they are in a good position to buy a home. And hopefully they call TexasLending.com for one of the lowest purchase rates in the state of Texas with our home purchase team who will get you fully pre-qualified. That's 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. After this break, we have more questions coming in. Make sure you text us. The text line for your question today is 972-387-4600. We're coming back for more after this on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show, making our friend in the booth throw up every weekend. Larry has to sit there and just listen to us during the break.
Yeah, and, bless his heart.
I don't know.
Listen to us talk about pies? I don't know
why.
Well,
yeah, because the other day was National Pie Day.
Oh.
And so I was having a conversation with friends, and we were talking, you know, like, well, chicken pot pie. Is that really technically a pie? But we came to the conclusion that it was because it's baked in a tin and it's got a crust on it. And oftentimes they'll put a crust underneath.
Which then brought up the word cheesecake, which should be called cheese pie. Because it's baked in a tin.
Right. And it's got a crust underneath.
Sometimes is it baked? Sometimes it's not.
Yes, they have no baked ones. Yeah.
But then that brought up the big question. Is quiche a pie?
Right.
Since it is baked and it is in a tin.
And it has a crust, doesn't it?
It doesn't have to. It does have crust, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out, folks, that we don't bake your mortgages.
If it were, it's a mortgage pie.
The block joke was better.
Oh, okay.
The block joke was better.
Oh, okay.
Would you like some whipped cream on your mortgage?
All of our text lines are open at 972-387-4600. We have a bunch of questions to get to, so let's try to get to some right now. This is the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We have loan officers here right now. Rates have fallen. They've fallen lower than they've been any time pretty much last year. We're looking at 30 years in the low threes right now and 15-year mortgages in the high twos. And that goes for some FHA refis, some VA refis, some conventional refis. And your APRs will be dependent on your credit score, your loan size, your equity position, and your closing cost, and whether you're nice. Okay, Tress.
Nice is important. All right, here's someone who's looking to refinance. They have a loan amount of $155,000. Their payoff amount is $147,000. Their property value is $177,000. Their current rate is 3.75%. Their credit score is about
65. That's a lot of numbers.
65.
My head hurts.
Okay, I'm not done.
It's Saturday morning. You haven't even got through the numbers yet, and I already got a headache.
They have an annual income of $58,000. Put your big girl panties on, Kevin. Come on.
Okay, now. Okay, now they're underoos. They're not. They're actually flannel. So, okay. Their current rate is 3.75. All right. Mm-hmm. That is the functional number we have to deal with. Can they refinance from 3.75 and save money? Their current loan is 155. Okay. And so they have a little bit of equity. It sounds like they're already paying some PMI on this thing. They only have about $20,000 equity in the house, okay? Actually, they have 30 because their payoff amount is 147. So they owe 140. I'm going to say this. If you have a $147,000 loan and you're at 3.75, if you could drop that, here's the thing is their loan size is under 180. Once you get under 180, these rates I've been quoting, 2.75 is for refinances that are higher than 180. Once you start getting under 180, you're down around 147 here, they might be able to get that down with an origination fee down around 3%, okay? Right around 3%. So if they saved 0.75% on their current loan size, they won't quite save $100 a month in interest. I don't know if it's worth it for them to refinance. And here's the other problem. Their credit score is 665.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking with them. They don't have 20% equity yet in the house. Once they get 20% equity, they might be able to get rid of their PMI that they might be paying.
Lower the payment, yeah.
Yeah. And keep an eye on rates. Rates this year have potential to go down. There's a lot of stuff out there. We're at a peak of stock market, right? And everything is maxed out. Everyone's maxed out on credit, and people are maxed out on putting money in the stock market. And so anything tips that scale, and you know people will pull that money out and put it into these bonds, and rates could go down. So I think you have some opportunities. Here's what I suggest. I suggest they raise their credit score from 660, or they're not going to get a great rate. And they'll have to go FHA to get a good rate at their current score. 665, you can get a great rate on FHA. Mm-hmm. I suggest they try to get a little bit more equity. Once they have 20% equity, then get rid of the PMI and refinance. Drop the rate a little bit, get rid of the PMI, maybe go to a 20-year. Might be a great opportunity for them.
Yep.
Yes.
So if you refinance, you can still end up with PMI?
Yes. Yep. If you have less than 20% equity, right, unless you buy the PMI up front, mm-hmm, you can do an upfront payment of, you can pay 1.5, 2% typically upfront in the loan, roll it into the loan on a refi, on a purchase, you have to bring it to closing. Or some people can pay off the PMI with a higher rate. That might, they might have a rate that's 0.5% higher, but they won't have any PMI. Mm-hmm. You need to have a pretty good credit score to make that a good deal. And so the lower your credit score is, the less chance you have of buying out that PMI. This person at 665 can do themselves a great favor by getting that score to at least to a 720. Go to annualcreditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com, to find out what free credit. You get a free credit report there. It's a government-mandated website, free credit report for you and your family. To go find out what your credit looks like. Figure out what you can do to fix it up. We'll be happy to answer your questions about that here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. You can also text us now at 972-387-4600. You can call our office now. Talk to a happy loan officer, 972-387-4600, or you can apply online at TexasLending.com.
And they're pretty loan officers, too.
Yes. And
We are.
Yes.
Sometime before ending the show, I want to talk about this high school basketball game I went to last night.
Well, go ahead.
Well, we're looking at new schools for our son.
Oh, yeah, he's getting older.
And so we got to get prepared. And so we were out looking. We went to a Prestonwood Christian Academy game. They were playing Parish Episcopal School last night. And that was a pretty fun game. I haven't been to a high school basketball game in 15 to 20 years. And as a matter of fact, I've only been, that one I went to 20 years ago, there was some playoff game somewhere. I've only been to two basketball games in high school since 1986. And so I went last night, and we'll talk about it. But anyway, I wanted to talk about that. It was a good game. It was great. It was great to see, being a gym with everyone all excited. They had a dance going on after the game, and there was flannel night, so everyone was wearing flannel.
Cool.
And so I just so happened to have my flannel underwear on. So
that worked out great.
I was perfect.
You fit
perfect
in. Okay.
I fit right in.
Is Nate even 13 yet?
He'd be 13 in May.
Wow. Teenager. Wow.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, he's in a year and a half, he'll be in high school.
You have my condolences.
It's very weird when you're in seventh grade and you're thinking in a year and a half you're in high school because they're just a little, they're still a kid.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be faced with this, Kevin. I've got grown kids, six grandkids. I notice when they become teenagers.
How are you sure they're your grandkids, Bob?
Let me finish here, Kevin.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just saying when they become teenagers, each succeeding year the parents get dumber and dumber.
Well, I've been getting dumber and dumber.
But there's hope. There's hope because when they go away to college.
My wife makes sure of that. I mean,
when they go away to college, the parents get smarter and smarter. It's amazing. It's wonderful. All right.
It's like a circle of life, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
All right. We have time for one more.
The dagger of life. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Tress. Here we go. This is from Chris in Colleyville. What is the earliest I can refinance after a new purchase? Credit is around 700. We owe $372,000, 5.15%. The value is $390,000 with a household income of $150,000.
Colleyville. Colleyville stays quiet over there.
Does it?
They don't get too involved, Colleyville. You have Bedford and everything around there. Colleyville just sits over there. You have South Lake and all that. They're just
nobody knows about Colleyville. Colleyville
never, they never speak up. But Colleyville's just texted us, and they have a $390,000 household, and they owe $372,000. So the good news is that it's not good news. They're at 5.15.
That's kind of high.
They might be able to lower this rate by nearly 2%.
Yeah.
They can get that thing. If they got that thing down to a 15-year at 2.75, on their loan amount, if they say 2%, they're going to save themselves $600 every month in interest.
So what's the earliest they can refinance after a new purchase?
Depends. If it's a VA loan, they're going to have to wait a couple months. Okay? They have to wait a few months after a VA loan. On a conventional loan, they can refinance it right away. Mm. We had to turn a person down because they'd refinanced seven times in the last year and a half.
Wow.
every time the rate dropped, they just did another loan with zero closing costs.
Oh, those costs.
And we had to turn them down. We said, because the loans that they're getting aren't performing. A performing loan is a loan you get, and then... And so companies spend $10,000 every time they write a loan.
Yeah.
And their personnel and all the people, underwriters, processors, loan officers, everything at closers, funders, shippers, wires, everything that goes on. And so if you're refinancing it in a month, then it's just a loss. This person, if they just bought a home and they want to refinance it, one, I don't know when they got into that thing, but 5.15 is pretty high. They can get themselves right now into a great deal with TexasLending.com. Yeah. So look into it, maybe a 20-year at like 3.5. That 1.6, you're going to do some great things for you and your family on interest and maybe take it to a 20. Maybe have the same payment you have now and knock it down to 20 years. Maybe a little bit higher because you just got into the thing. It's a great opportunity for them. Make sure you call Colleyville, Chris in Colleyville. Chris in Colleyville, call 972-387-4600 at TexasLending.com. We have some of the lowest, if not the lowest, refinance rates in the state of Texas. They're going to like what they hear when they call us. And Trust, do we have to take a break?
We do.
Didn't we just get back from a break?
We did. You're kind of running a little behind.
Wait a minute. Didn't we just get it? When was the last time we took a break?
But we're not broken.
Well, see, here's the thing. Breaks, typically we go at like
15, 30, 45.
14 to 15.
We just got back from a break.
Yeah, I know. But look at the time.
I know, but we just got back from a break at like 45. This isn't the first question after the break?
No. We got back from the break at like 34.
We haven't taken a break?
We gotta take another break.
My Loansheimer's is kicking in, man. Too many loans.
I don't write the
not enough
schedule.
Brain cells.
Yeah.
All right. The Bud Light virus, the Loansheimer's, it all adds up.
We'll have the lightning round when we come back.
Time is flying.
Yes.
We're going to take a break, I guess. When we come back, we'll answer more of your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And we only have 5 minutes left to answer these questions because Tress, see, that's it. That's what I was going to finish. It's because Tress. All right, Tress.
Because Kevin's long-winded in his answers, maybe. Okay. Lightning round, Kevin. Keep them short.
Kevin, you wanted to talk about my win.
There you go.
On the air again.
You wanted to talk about no closing costs.
Well, the person that had just texted in from Colleyville, they have a $370,000 loan. They could do a zero closing cost refinance and probably drop that rate by 1.5%, probably. So they could just drop their rate and maybe go back to a 30-year or maybe try that 20-year out. They might like only having 20 years left and keeping a similar payment.
But a no closing cost just means the lender covers
that. The lender would be covering. They can get that rate all the way near the low threes. Like they can get a 30-year down below 3.5, but if they'd have to pay closing costs for that, we would absorb the closing cost in the rate. That's what lenders do. Services cost money. Your companies that you work for don't give your services away for free. All the people have to get paid. We have to pay people on every
title
loan.
Title company fees, right.
Yeah. And so when they say zero closing costs, it's just covered in the rate. Sorry about the wind. Go ahead, Tress.
Now you have 4.5 minutes. There we go. $90,000 per year. Own a house with $233,000 left. Bought it for $315,000 with 22% down. My credit score is 840. My current interest rate is 3.5%.
That person can go out there and just like they can sell blood to the blood bank. They can rent some of their credit score on eBay. You see that? An 840 credit score.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So good job in the credit score. They're making $7,500 a month. They owe $233 on their home. Let's just call that $240 for rounding error. Because if they can save 1% on their interest, here's the problem. Their current rate's 3.5. They had to have got that loan like 5 years ago or 2013. That's when rates are around 3. Unless they got a 15-year.
Yeah, unless it's a 15-year.
They have, you know what? They are rates at 3.5. I don't think there's much they're going to. The 30 years just can be below that right now. The 15 years down around 2.75. If they paid closing costs and such, so, you know. You can make a decision if you want. If they wanted to go ahead, they have some equity there, and they might really get some cash out of their home if they wanted cash. But at 3.5, you know, they're not going to save a lot. If they saved 0.5% on their rate, they'd save $100 a month in interest. So on their loan size of 233. So
if they get a little cash out, even though the rate would be higher on a cash out loan, they may be able to pay off a lot of debt if they have it.
If they have debt.
Which could improve their cash flow.
Yep. So if you have debt.
It's a 30-year fixed mortgage.
If they're in a 30-year. If they have a 30-year, they probably got that thing in 2013 if that's a 30-year. The 30-years haven't been at 3.5 in a long time.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, good job for you. They were right around there, though, right before Trump got elected. They were right around there. So anyway, my point is, it sounds like just keep your ears posted to this show. If rates go down another 0.25% and they can get a 15-year at 2.5%, that might be an idea for them. Okay, Tress.
All right. Do you always have to pay money when you refinance your home?
Why would I pay money if they refinance their home?
Kevin, you are running out of time, dear.
They did ask if I would pay money if they refinance. Do you always pay money when you refinance your home? For an appraisal,
there you
typically,
go.
Unless you're doing a streamlined VA refinance or a streamlined FHA refinance, you don't always have to have an appraisal on a VA or a FHA refinance. But on a conventional, you're going to have an appraisal, and you will pay money for that appraisal, and it will be out of pocket, and it's typically around $500. And so you can try that, Bob.
And that's usually the only out-of-pocket cost on it.
Yep. Trust, we only have 30 seconds left, so if you want to say anything to people out there that you hate, you can say it now. If you have anyone that you love, you can say it now.
Thanks, Kevin. Well, I don't really hate anybody, but I love my hubby who's
yet
not listening. Hey, hubby, I love you.
And he's not listening. Bob, you have 15. You have four seconds, Bob. Too late, Bob. We thank everyone for listening. We got to get out of here. We'll see you next week.
I love Aggie football.
TexasLending.com. We're going to show on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.